doesn't think I'm on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Margo Joy Donator, and I am broadcasting from. It thinks that I'm not on the call.
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Well, here I am. Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margo Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is supposed to be Michelle Phillips, but she had a family emergency, so we'll be having her on next week on the 19th of March instead. I was originally going to talk about my book next week, so I was able to flip-flop the shows, and today I am going to talk about my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. And I'll be talking about why I wrote the book and talk with some callers who have read the book. I'll also be playing a song about enjoying our time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. The song was created by my husband, Dudley Donator, and the title of the song is Holiday on Earth. It's based on a quote we love by Earl Nightingale of Nightingale Conant. And the title of my show for today is Love Your Life Now, because my book is full of choices that can help you love your life right now. I am seeing some callers here on the show. I've got one from area code 530.
Well, hello. My name's Tina.
Hi, Tina. Welcome.
Hi, Margo. Thank you.
And I also see a caller from 559.
Hi, Margo. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Fine.
Good morning.
Excited
to both
to
of you.
Spread the word about your book. Your book is wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know that both of you have read my book, and I am hoping that you can tell us a little bit about how you've benefited by reading my book.
Well, let's let Linda go first.
Oh, okay. Well, there's so many things, but really, you laid it out beautifully, and what I think is wonderful is I really liked hearing about all of your experiences as you covered the different topics, and you covered them in a good sequence, starting with our imagination, which is where everything starts, and you go through all the different aspects of what we have in our life, but we got to not only hear your personal experiences that you shared with us in each area, but also you brought together so many of the best of other inspirational speakers and authors that you had studied for 25 years. So we get like the best of yours and theirs all in one book. And not only that, but you also have exercises and ways for us to bring to our consciousness what our thoughts are in each topic, each area of our life. So I found it helpful to go through your book in the sequence. It just seemed to have a good order to it, the way you laid it out, starting with imagination and then my beliefs and on into choices and from there. But the beauty is it's such a wonderful reference book, and friends of mine have bought it, and, you know, we've talked about how, like, if you don't have time to read or you can't read every chapter in order, I mean, at any point you can just open the book, you know, as you get ready for work, and you'll get something from wherever you open it that will help remind you of something you probably know, but just to bring it to your forefront and your consciousness that day to help make your day better for you and help you love your life more that day. So you can do that every day. Just see where it opens to. So it's just been wonderful to read and reference. I mean, and the thing is every day I'm changing. So my perspective of what I read from your book on any day, one day I'll read something, and then the next day it's like, I didn't even see that other part. Where was that? But I'm ready for it now. So I saw it. So, you know, it'll be good for life.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda.
I also agree with Linda. I must say, if there was one thing that really, I think, changed my life about reading The Art of Living a Life You Love is about choices. And I love how Linda said that about the sequence of the book with the imagination and the beliefs and then the choices. And I agree with her, too, about the sequence, but I must admit, I love the new book with the options for the hardcover and the Kindle, because then when I'm at home, I can lie in bed or read or sit outside and have my hardback book with the cover. And by the way, I love the new cover. I leave the book out, the hardback book out, on my coffee table like a work of art. But wait. Let me say this. My niece, the younger generation, she loves the Kindle. I'm old school. I travel with a book. But she's new school, and she travels with the Kindle. And I think it's wonderful how that we have all of these different options to read your book.
And it also comes in soft cover for people who don't want to invest in the hardcover.
Right.
I love having the hardcover, but the soft cover is probably actually easier to take on trips. And
definitely.
To read out by the pool. So, yeah, it comes in all three versions now on Amazon.com. And I am so excited about it. And I love what you said about that you love having it out on the coffee table, because that was one of the reasons that I redid the cover. Was I couldn't picture the old cover with the rainbow people on it on the coffee table. And then I started thinking about it, and originally my writing coach had said not to put the Hawaii picture on the front, which was actually what I wanted to put on it originally. And the photograph that's on the front of the book I took over on Maui when we were on one of our celebration vacations over there. And that's what the book's about. It's about enjoying our time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And I was realizing this morning, as I had to prepare for this show at the last minute, since Michelle had an emergency and she had to take her daughter to the hospital. So let's all say a prayer for her and for the daughter.
Will.
And yeah, send healing prayers and love to Michelle and her daughter. And I was preparing for the show, though, and I realized that the reason I called the show today Love Your Life Now is because my book is about all sorts of choices, as Tina was saying, choices that can help us love our life right now. And it's not where you have to read the book cover to cover in order to have it help you, although that's the ideal way to read it because you might miss some parts, but I have another friend that loves to do that, to just open it up and see where it happens to land. And I have to admit that I do it myself. And there's a quote that I put in the book twice because it was so important to me. And it's by Will Rogers, and it says, "None of us is smart enough to remember everything we know. We can all use some reminders." And the thing I've realized is the more I know, the more I need reminders, so that I'll even use what I know.
Are you here? Can you hear me?
Okay. Dudley, you're on the phone too.
I can't hear myself, so I don't know if I'm actually showing up. But I had a thought with regards to that same thing. And the thing that Linda said that's so cool is it is a guide. I mean, it's a reference book. It takes into so many different teachings from so many different authors that are at the forefront of your industry. And the thing I've noticed about it, the way I use it, and I think that a lot of people would, if they're just trying to tidy up their life, is when you get into an event that shocks you, you know, an accident, something happens, you lose someone, you are really good things, you know, and your life's turned upside down. What do you do? Okay? Well, if you read the aspects that you've outlined in your book, you can find out that there's always something that good that comes from that. There's other things that are said about large events. Or what happens when a big decision looms? You know you have to make a decision. You've been putting it off, but it's right there in front of you. What do you do? Well, go to the questions. Go to the decision makers in this book. It is a great reference book. And if you don't find it there, you'll probably find it in one of the authors that are mentioned there. Or if you're talking about something else, like how do you get started on a project? You know you want to do this. Mm-hmm. But, gosh, taking the first step is always really the most difficult. So taking a look at your book, again, how do you get started? Where's that first step? How can I take that? Because, you know, if you take the first step, that's about 90% of getting it started.
Yeah.
So I just love this, and I think that anyone can use this. If you're in a flux part of your life, especially if you're changing more than one thing or major thing in your life, and then the other thing I was thinking is that kids can use this, especially the ones that are just turning to the teenage years, because there's so many changes going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. And this will give them a chance to take a look at so many different things that they probably know that are kind of in there, but they hadn't thought about. And if they read this book, then they'll be able to form the foundation to give them a good, solid growth to go from.
Yeah, and a good reference as they grow and change. That's a good point. This would be good for teenagers to have.
Well, I think the book is very intergenerational. I think that you could take someone in their 80s or someone, 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, all the way down to teens, and I think it would be good for all generations.
Oh,
and
I
like that about it.
Tina, that is so wonderful that you pointed that out, because they say that you're supposed to have a certain area that it's supposed to cover. And my book, I've always felt, is for anybody that it's things I wish I'd known before I started high school or at least before college. And part of what inspired me to write it was to share that with our son, Xander. And it really helps everyone of all the different ages. And
right.
Yeah, it applies just not for one particular age group. Hmm?
Yeah, because, if you do your exercises at any age, like when you're 80, I mean, who what you're grateful for changes, all the time. Who is in your life, what you're appreciative of, that's always changing.
Yeah, and what
your
dreams
and
goals and heart's desires are.
Because
even at 80, you can have dreams and goals and heart's desires. There's no reason why you have to stop having those at a certain age.
Well, they
and
change,
it's,
as Linda was saying, too. Everything changes. It's never the same.
Yeah, and it's about enjoying our time on this beautiful planet. And I don't want to run out of time to play the song Holiday on Earth, because it really is a reminder. The song is a reminder for us. But none of us knows how long we're going to be here, and that we better make the best use of our time today, right now, this week, because this is the only time we're guaranteed, which is right now. So I'm going to play Holiday on Earth, and then we'll talk about that a little, okay?
Dedicated to Uncle Earl.
Yes, dedicated to Uncle Earl, Earl Nightingale of Nightingale Conant.
Three life emerges.
Wonderful song.
Yeah, that is great.
I am celebrating, so, yes.
Who wrote the song?
Dudley Denader, my husband, who's on the call, wrote the song, and I had given him a whole bunch of ideas from a quote of Earl Nightingale's that's in the book. Tina, you probably remember the quote by Earl Nightingale in there about our holiday on Earth.
Yes.
And the song was written to go with the book, was written to go with that quote that we love so much by Earl Nightingale, because we've been so grateful for everything he's taught us and inspired us to be and do.
Yeah. Great job, Dudley.
Just
good
paraphrasing what Uncle
again.
Earl said, that's all. Just paraphrasing a little bit and adding a little zip to it so we could get a bounce in it. When we recorded this, I'll never forget it, because all the songs they we recorded with Robert down at Soundtech, this was one I had brought the initial tracks in to him, and he started listening to it. He got so excited the whole rest of the day, because it usually takes us a day to record the entire song track by track. He was bouncing. He had this huge grin on his face, and he was bouncing around. And Robert is not, he can't
a bouncer.
He's not really a bouncer.
I mean, he is a happy person, but he doesn't usually bounce around. But he was actually moving to the music all day.
Oh, how fun. Good energy.
Yeah, great time.
Well, you did a great job.
One of the chapters in the book that we haven't talked about yet is about living your dreams. A dream is a wish your heart makes. And one of the things that was a wish for Dudley was to record these songs. And so that's been part of what the dreams come true can be. And writing this book was something that I just felt called to do. I just had to do it. It took me a long time to write. And rewrite it some more. And the original copy that came out in 2009, I feel it was good. And in the meantime, learned so much and about communication, writing, life lessons, all sorts of things. So there's new stories, updated stories, and more things. I've made it as good as I possibly could in this version, and I'm so excited. Just to see the cover makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really happy to hear that it makes all of you feel good as well.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And I like the way you kind of wind it down, too. I mean, after all of the areas of our life that you cover. And then I think it's just beautiful to end it with, you know, how you feel and express gratitude, appreciation, and love, which is an important part, I think, of loving your life every day, is feeling those feelings, feeling gratitude. And it's just a beautiful way to, you know, bring it to an end. I just thought that was great. You did really good. That was a good ending.
Oh, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, gratitude seems to complete the circle and start it all over again.
Exactly. You know? That's what I was hoping that it would do, is that when you get stuck, if you go back to gratitude, it's always, so that chapter is a perfect one to read anytime you're feeling anything less than gratitude, appreciation, and love, because it reminds you of how important it is to feel those things and how good it makes you feel and how it gets everything started again.
And I think they're a big part of your concept about dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think kind of maybe in our dreams we need to incorporate that. And your book made me realize that.
Oh, about the gratitude and appreciation in your...
And love dream. And how they all combine, like all of the different chapters, the concepts, into your life as it is now. And one thing I want to say is how this book really inspired me is it made me realize that in order to find the one, that I must first find the one in myself.
That's so true, Tina, because one of the main themes that goes throughout the whole book is that I had to learn that I needed to be me in order to love my life, and it took me until my late 30s to realize that, as I wrote about in the book. And when I first realized I needed to be me, I didn't even know who the heck me was.
I mean,
who are you, Margot? I had to figure that out. And the book is a way to help us all go on a journey of self-discovery and realize what's important to us. And that can change at different parts of our life as well.
It does. I mean, who we are changes every day, don't you think? I mean, we're affected by everything in life.
Well, the other thing is the book can be used for what I consider fine-tuning. In other words, you can go along and, you know, life's really good. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, there are always places where you can fine-tune and make it even better.
Yeah. Love it more.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah. It's like, you ever love your life too much? I don't think so.
Oh, no. Not possible.
Not possible.
I'm down
at all.
For loving it all I can.
Oh, me too.
But like,
and one of, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, before we got too far away from gratitude, Joel Osteen talks about, he just says, you know, you seeds of discouragement cannot take root in a heart that is grateful. And you really cannot be discouraged while you are saying, if you start saying, I'm grateful I can see, I'm grateful I can walk. I mean, you can't be discouraged as you're being grateful. And that's the beauty of being grateful and, you know, being able to help change your own mood, you know, state of mind at the time.
Yeah.
That's really true. That's really true.
Well, one thing I also want to say very fast is that I think it's really important for people to understand about the art of living a life you love is the writing. The writing, I don't want to call them assignments, but I guess they are, it's interactive. It's like I am interacting with the book and the concepts, and it's making me create and produce something. The changes, as we say, you know, but I just want to really thank you for all of those blank lines I can fill in.
You're welcome. Also, I want people to write in the book. I do.
Yeah, it shows that if you're willing to work at something, that there's a place where you can actually note what you're doing right in the book. So it becomes more your own guidebook at that point. And you could even date things and see how they change as you go through your life and you reread things and go, oh, yeah, here's where I was then, but I wonder what could happen if I rethought this and did the same exercise now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's So true. It's so true. We're running out of time. We only have about 4 minutes left, and I just wanted to say before we get too far into it, and I can't, is that a reminder that next week's show on Wednesday, March 19th, my guest will be Michelle Phillips, and we're going to be talking about Michelle's best-selling Hay House book, The Beauty Blueprint, and why she was inspired to write it. And I'll be posting links for that show on Facebook and Twitter. And a reminder to everybody, you can also follow my Blog Talk Radio show and receive updates on the shows that are coming up next. But I just want to say that before we get back into talking. We've got 3 minutes left, and so we can still talk a little bit more. And one of the things that the chapters that we haven't talked about that is a really, really important chapter is chapter 6. It's right in the middle of the book, and it's about improving the quality of your communications. And one of the things that it's about your communications with yourself, with other people, with the universe. It's about all of those things, but the quality of our life is definitely the quality of our communications, and I'm convinced that you can never be too good at communicating, and that's part of why I love going to Toastmasters every week, have been ever since December of 2004, and if anybody out there is thinking about going to Toastmasters, I highly recommend it, and you can go as a guest to try it out. But every week there, we learn about not just speaking to the group of people, but we learn more about listening, communication, we learn about evaluations, we learn about leading the meetings. But in my book, that chapter has a lot of ways that you can improve your communications with yourself and with other people, and I think that is just such an important part of relationships, is having good communication.
I want to congratulate Linda and Tina also on their wonderful communications today. Everyone has wanted to say something a couple times, but overall it's been very well disciplined. Everyone's mind has been really tuned to this, and they brought out wonderful points in the book that make it even that much more enjoyable to read and then to listen to this half-hour show as well. But I thought you two did a great job.
Thank
you, darling.
Too. And it's fun to listen to what you guys have to say so that I could actually use the book, you know, with a new way of thinking, just like thinking from what you got from it, I can get something different. So it's fun to hear what you guys have to say.
One quick question. Margo, do you do any group talks, like for my writer's group or different kind of groups?
Yes, I do. Tina, people can email me, margojoy@denader.com, and my email address is also on my website, margojoydenader.com. And let me know when they would like me to do that, and I can check my schedule. But I love talking to groups of people about this subject. It's a passion of mine.
She's got a program set up for the Kentfield school system to talk to the kids there. So that's
wonderful.
When is that coming up? This has been
so much fun, and it's almost time to say goodbye, so I'm going to have to say thank you and bye and all of that. Everyone else, you want to say bye to each other?
Goodbye.
Bye.
No,
bye,
until
everybody.
We meet again.
It's been nice. Bye-bye. Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
Love you all. Love your
love
life.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you've reached Divine Love Inspirations, and we're not able to come.